Welcome to the LAA Podcast Special Series dedicated to celebrating the International Association of Law Enforcement Intelligence Analysts, or IALEA's 40th year anniversary. This series will cover a variety of topics, including the history of the association, what current local chapters are doing, the certification, training, the future of the association, and much more. Please join us in congratulating the members of the association, and let's jump into this episode where we can hear from some of the most influential members.
Thank you for joining me. My name is Jason Elder, and today we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the International Association of Law Enforcement Intelligence Analysts. Specifically, we're talking about the FIAT program. That is Foundations of Intelligence Analysis Training. With me today is Gregory Thomas and Stacy Gosnell Day. Greg, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Sure. Thanks, Jason. As Jason said, my name is Greg Thomas. I'm just the outgoing training and development director for IALEA. I was on the board of directors, and my current position is as the editor of the Journal of Intelligence and Analysis for IALEA. And I have a little bit of background in IALEA. I've been a member since 1989, shortly after I began my career as an intelligence analyst. And I became involved in the chapter. The chapter I was involved in was the Mid-Atlantic chapter. And I was the president there. I was active in that. And then I got on the International Board of Directors for IALEA. And I held various positions on the board of IALEA, and it has allowed me a lot of opportunities to network, to interact with peers, not only in the U.S., but outside of the United States. And also being on the board gives you a certain amount of ownership of the programs that IALEA sponsors and supports. And the FIAT is one of those really important programs that we've been involved in since the beginning and have developed. So I'm really anxious and eager to talk about how FIAT has progressed and where it's going.
Okay, very good. And Stacy, how about you?
Yeah, I have been a member since about 97, I believe, with the IALEA when I became an analyst. Since then, around 2016, actually, is when I came on board with the FIAT program as far as becoming an instructor and starting to teach the program. And I really enjoyed it. I really was really just amazed by the program and amazed by what IALEA and LAAU does with that. Then I became, 2019, I became the FIAT manager and assisted. I started working with Greg a lot on helping to manage the program, manage getting the classes together and scheduling them, et cetera. And I've been doing that ever since.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Right around 2020. What an interesting time to come on board, right?
Exactly.
Let's go back in time a little bit. Let's talk about how the FIAT program started.
Sure. I can go back to when we were putting together the Foundations of Analysis, all the way back to where we didn't even have a name for this program, this entity yet. We started in 2003. It was a consortium of organizations, and IALEA was one of those, but we also had representatives from the Regional Information Sharing Systems, or RIS, the Law Enforcement Intelligence Unit, LEIU, and the National White Collar Crime Center. And each of these organizations were contributing in some manner. Some were contributing the subject matter experts, some were contributing time and technical expertise, others were contributing money towards getting this program developed and up and running. And the curriculum was originally developed and designed by these subject matter experts who were working with curriculum development specialists to help create a professional course based on the need for this specialized training of intelligence analysts. And I can remember in 2003, I was working at the time for the Pennsylvania State Police as an intelligence analyst. And one of the first meetings of all these subject matter experts and curriculum design specialists was held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Some people were flying into the airport in Pittsburgh, others were driving in. And I can remember distinctly driving across a blizzard on the turnpike to get to this meeting at the Pittsburgh airport. But we were there for several days, and we had a straw man of what the curriculum should look like. And we just spent days and days going through that, putting together this framework of FIAT. And it's still, that framework is still around today. I can remember in subsequent meetings, we were, the first course was actually held in 2004. But to get to that point, we had, at the time, they were basically like instructor development programs, where we had instructors, people who wanted to be instructors, who were actually teaching in front of the other instructors, the other trainees, and going through the different modules and making sure everything flowed together. And we were recording videos of people as they were instructing to get that cadre together. And when we were finally ready to put the course together, the first one was taught in, like I said, in 2004, and the Pennsylvania State Police held that first FIAT. And it was really really well-received at that time. And we have just kept going from there. Some of the core concepts of FIAT, it's important to understand that this is a foundational course. It's for entry-level analysts. So a lot of that material that's going to be covered is at that foundational level. The FIAT, the courses expect students to get something. We want to have that impact on the students who attend them and provide a significant training experience for those new and experienced analysts. So it's very important to have instructors who are analysts or who have been analysts and who are very familiar with the topic area, and also have that interaction with the students, your fellow classmates in the course. So that's some of the foundational elements of FIAT.
I think it was Elise Dukoschak that told me once that in the beginning, they were thinking about hiring professional instructors to teach the class. But there was a push from others to say, no, this has to be taught by analysts.
That's correct. And that's been our position and our foundation all along, is to have this being taught by analysts for analysts. So one thing that you'll notice is that the FIAT instructors are not paid as instructors. They're reimbursed for expenses, but we don't have a paid cadre of instructors. These instructors are, like I said, analysts. They are probably experts in their field in certain areas of the components of the modules that are taught. They are volunteering. A lot of their organizations that they belong to, that they work for, have agreed to allow them to help train other analysts. So it's something that, well, the way it's evolved is IALEA and the Law Enforcement Intelligence Unit have continued offering courses using this model. And it's still been very well received, and it's been maintained for these past 18 years now.
So, Stacy, from your perspective then, talk about how you came on to teach FIAT. What makes the FIAT program special?
I think it's the same thing as what Greg said. What makes it really special is that we have volunteers from all kinds of different agencies, and we have young, old people in the middle. So you get all kinds of vast experience from all, and not only just from the United States, from other areas as well, like Jamaica, from Canada, et cetera. So that really gives you a more well-rounded view of different aspects of analysis and different aspects of the program. And every person brings theirs and their information, each module that's being taught. I learn something new every single time I teach a FIAT, not only from the class, but also from the instructor, different instructors. Even on modules that I teach or modules that are things that I do frequently, in those particular fields or modules I do frequently in my job, I still learn so much more from each person because I bring something special and something unique or new to the modules that I teach.
Yes. And I guess this is as good a time as any for me to mention that I've even taught FIAT classes back in, I think it was 2006 to 2010. What I find interesting is the hands-on experience. We would have them do their link charts, not by a computer, but actually with post-it notes, and give them rulers and It got to be craft time a little bit. They got to construct the idea, break down the case that they were working on, because there's always a piece of lecture, but we break the students up into groups and then assign them a case to then present at the end of the FIAT.
And that's a good point to make too, Jason. The topics that are included in this FIAT course cover a lot of different analytic tools and techniques that are being used. These techniques and tools, the fundamentals of them do not change. The technology that's incorporated might change, but because this is a foundational course, we've thought and we still think that it is important that students know those fundamental components. And when you talk about something like communication analysis, doing telephone toll records as it used to be, crime analysis, using statistics, you're going through and computing averages and means and medians and looking at financial analysis, actually having copies of the records in front of you instead of on a spreadsheet, you're compiling that data and even putting together information on maps. And yes, that hands-on, students get exposed to the major foundational concepts, but then they, like you said, they have time to actually work on them in teams and in groups on these different projects and assignments.
And what I would like to add to that, what I think is really fascinating and helps with that, is that the analysts or the instructors that are teaching the course, they, as I said, come from all different facets of analytical work, and not all of them are in law enforcement. Some of them from many different types of businesses, et cetera. Like this last week, we had one that had worked in banking for like 30 years. Doing financial analysis and doing different types of analysis for the banks. So it was great because she brought in her perspective from the banks. She works now for law enforcement, so she could also bring in the perspective from law enforcement. But then when she was helping them with their charts and she was helping them with that hands-on experience, she could bring in some of her own experience, and it really helped with them learning that process. And I know at the very end, that was like the highly rated module the entire week, just having that experience. It was really interesting to see.
That section on financial analysis was always spoiled, because when I went through the training process, Marilyn Peterson taught it. It just was never taught the same way. Nobody did as good a job of teaching that section as Marilyn did.
I might add that Marilyn was involved in the development of, when I talked about the initial back in 2003, creating this program, and Marilyn was involved in it back then. And she definitely had a hand in that financial analysis part back then too.
So do you guys have a favorite module that you like to teach, or one that you find it's maybe more important than the other modules?
I will answer that question, but I want to step back just a little bit. A lot of times, maybe this is because of right now I'm teaching in the academic setting. So I like to go back and get some more of the foundational material or the theoretical concepts. But FIAT is designed to teach the analysis. So much of the time you hear about the intelligence cycle and you hear about the components of the intelligence cycle. Well, there's that one component of the intelligence cycle, which is the analysis of the information. And a lot of times that analysis isn't fully explained. Like, what is that analytic process that a person goes through to conduct this, or to create intelligence from analyzed information? So students in FIAT will learn what comprises analysis. And we get in everything from creative and critical thinking to logic. Talk about analysis of competing hypotheses and recommendation development, in addition to these different tools that are used in analysis. And going back to answer your question now, I do like the creative and critical thinking. I really stress that now in academia, that critical thinking component is, I think, very important still. And it's something that needs to be stressed and reinforced.
I find it interesting what you said with the intelligence cycle, because it can be easy to actually skip the analysis portion, right?
Yes,
you get the assignment, you do the research, you put it in production, and then just repeat, right? So that's definitely a point to make when you're teaching the intelligence cycle. Stacey, how about you? Do you have a favorite module?
Well, my favorite module is to teach logic. I really like the logic module. I like sharing that information and seeing when they understand inductive and deductive logic and kind of exploring that. However, I would say the most important ones that I feel that the class gets most excited about, I think, is association analysis. And when I start getting into, you know, flow analysis and communication analysis, when I really start getting into those modules that Wednesday, I think that's really where the class starts jiving and starts working together, and the groups really start to see what this is going to lead them to. And a lot of them haven't seen that. I also agree the critical thinking and creative thinking are very, very important as well, and it really helps them to start thinking outside the box, as well as to start using the techniques to try to figure out, try to weed out hypotheses and try to really work through this, through the information. However, there are other classes that go into critical thinking. It's an introductory course. We only get to do a portion of that. So I really think that where those other classes do not go into is showing them how to do link charts, showing them how to do flow charts and the different types of flow charts and the communication analysis. And so I really feel like when some students, especially since a lot of students are getting other training now, especially the fusion centers, et cetera, out there, that when they come into our class, that's the part that they haven't seen before, or that's the part that they haven't really got to explore as much. So it's really interesting. That's the one I think is really fun to teach as well.
Yeah, it's funny. The logic one, I taught that a couple of different times. There was one time that I taught it. Everything went smooth. The students picked it up. Everything that I was saying made sense to them. We were on the same page. And then I turned around and taught it 2 months later the same exact way. And the students looked at me like I had three heads. And it was just, no matter what I said, I didn't feel that connection with those students. And that's what I thought was really a challenge as an instructor, because you're coming in, it's usually about three or four team of instructors, and you may have worked with each other, you may not have worked with each other, and then you're picking which topics, modules you want to teach. It was always different each time with instructors, the location, and even the students.
Maybe Stacey can expand on that a little bit too, as far as developing the teams and trying to match the people up.
As I said, since I started 2019 creating the teams, 2020 kind of threw a whole different level to everything. And so did 2021. So I'm going to be able to get instructors to volunteer. And it's not because they don't want to. It's because of other issues related to COVID. Typically, what I do in a normal environment, a normal time, is we offer it out there. We try to get at least three volunteers. Many times I'll get a lot of volunteers depending on where the class is being held or during the time frame or whatever time frame it is, like maybe summer, maybe a lot more people can be available. And so then what I typically do is we try to look for people who are closer if we can, try to get a variety of people. And also then you also go with who hasn't had the opportunity perhaps to instruct already for that year, if they volunteer, and just try to get a good mix of people to send to the class.
Greg, then, did you ever have a particular time where this is a very difficult Fiat that you taught?
I would say early on when I was initially teaching it, it was a little bit more difficult because at that time, we did not have a fully developed cadre of instructors, I would say. And so some of the times I was teaching modules that I was not as comfortable with. You know, while I was familiar with the topics based on what was being developed and what we were teaching, it was it didn't flow as well. It was a little, you know, you become more polished and you know the material, and especially if you've worked the material in your job, you're definitely more comfortable teaching. So I think early on, it was just a little bit more, there were some classes, like financial analysis was not my strong point in mm-hmm. trying to teach that. And some of those concepts, I just didn't, I would prefer not to teach that even today.
That's funny. And you just reminded me, I think the first time that I was going through the instructor course, You know how they have the training manual and they'll have the slide and then they'll have the notes underneath it. Well, I thought you had to go over every single point in those notes.
Okay.
So, but like Marilyn's like, no, those are only like, those are like five suggestions or whatever you did, but I didn't know. So I'm sitting there like reading every single note that's underneath there as I'm presenting. So you could just imagine what my video looked like when I was first going through it. Cause I was like, I don't know. I don't know this perspective.
Right. Right.
So as I was mentioning in the prep call, I was telling you that I was part of a New York City Fiat. I think it was back in about 2010, and it was just one of those Fiats that just everything just seemed to go wrong. The paperwork didn't arrive on time, and everything just seemed to be behind, and all the instructors seemed to be a little off, and we actually were missing one of the key evidence pieces in one of the projects. And some of the students there that we were teaching there in New York City had more experience than I did. You know, you had mentioned it, that it was foundations, but so it was a really difficult Fiat to teach. And it just seems like everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
That is something I'm sure Stacy can hit on this too, but there are a lot of moving parts in putting one of these together. And sometimes they just don't gel. And it sounds like, unfortunately, you know, everything that could go wrong in yours probably did. But that's definitely usually not the case. But there are a lot of different components.
Yeah, I had a Fiat where it kind of similar, where we had a lot of boxes and stuff that were not delivered on time. And we didn't even know if we were going to have all the material class. And some of the materials that were sent one way did come, and then when it was sent through a different carrier didn't come, and luckily though, everything came in place. I think on Tuesday afternoon we had everyone's thrubbing binders and that kind of material. But yeah, it was harsh. It was difficult for a few days, and then trying to explain to host how we don't have all the material there. So that it was interesting, but it the class came together in the end, and everything worked out. But yeah, it was rough the first few days for sure.
And then, Greg, overall, you know, there's several modules to Fiat, and not too much has changed since those original days in 2003, right? There's only been slight tweaks here and there, right?
That's correct. And looking over the topic areas, again, we tried to, at that time, tried to put together what are these key components of analysis, and they've still held throughout the almost 20 years now. But I would say that the topics have not changed very much. These are still the main areas of emphasis, but the material within those topics has changed. We've added some different components, for example, to communication analysis. We've added some different tools and techniques in the financial analysis part component and the crime analysis. But those overall topics are still there. The material might look different from when you were instructing, and we were always updating different modules, but the topics are still generally the same. And I think Stacy could probably talk about where we are as far as what version and how the versions have sort of evolved depending on where the course is being taught.
Yeah, well, we're from version 3.0, but they have many different versions in between. Like we didn't just go from 1.2. They kind of moved up from there. So there's been changes, but every time we try to constantly stay above the module, update them. And so we have various analysts or volunteer instructors that will volunteer to update those modules and additional information. And then once they're updated, then it goes through a board review just to make sure that everything is what we want to cover and that it's up to date, that it is covering what it should. And then once it's blessed, then obviously then there's a lot of other things that I have to do on my end to get it to the point where it's in the printers and we can go with it. But yeah, we've had a lot of updates, but we constantly try to update those modules. And we just now updated association analysis again, and we've updated as well as financial analysis, as Greg said, and we've updated communication analysis most recently. We're looking at the history portion, and we're looking at trying to maybe update some crime analysis and some of the other ones going forward. But yes, we constantly try to update those.
Good. Let's talk about locations now, because the great thing about Fiat is it's not just taught in the United States, it's taught internationally. So, Greg, I'll just leave it open as a question just to talk about the international outreach portion of FIAT.
Well, that's one area that sort of surprised me initially. And then thinking about it, it shouldn't have surprised me because, again, these are, well, IALEA obviously is an international organization. The other major contributors at the time were not necessarily international. They were U.S. focused. But I think that's one thing that IALEA really brought into this whole program was that these are skills and techniques and tools that are used by analysts regardless of where they're located. These are truly standard and fundamental skills. So talking about the different versions of FIAT, we teach FIAT regularly in Canada. Up until last year, I would say probably two or three times a year, it's being taught in Canada. So there is a version that some of the modules are tailored to Canada, talking about the legal issues, especially, and some of the other areas that need to be touched on, they're more tailored to Canada. So we definitely are regularly teaching in Canada. We also have regular courses in the Caribbean, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago. So we've developed certain modules, financial analysis, and again, legal issues that are tailored towards those regions. We were just about ready to offer one in the Netherlands last year. It got postponed and because of travel issues. We're also looking at reaching out into the islands and the countries along the Pacific Ocean to try to tailor FIAT courses towards them and being able to offer that. So again, the concepts and the topics just cover, you know, international boundary. There are really no boundaries for this.
Nice. And then Stacy, from your perspective?
As you said, yeah, we have classes all over. And it is really interesting to see. Right now we're getting one to have one in St. Kitts and Nevis. Is that how you say it? St. Kitts? And we're having one in that area. And that one, we had to update the module for that class, so because there was differences in legalities and differences in financial aspects we had access to that we did not. So that was exciting. We got that one just squared away just about last week. And as you stated, we have one in Canada. It's coming up next month. And with Canada, we have also updated, we connected with some of the Canadian instructors to create a whole Canadian FIAT so that it was, so pretty much using the same modules, but updating them to use more Canadian, like territories, areas, cities, locations, and as well as to use different aspects of Canada so that it actually, so the students really felt like they were using things of law enforcement in Canada. And then we've also worked with, like you said, Netherlands is one that we tried to do. We just haven't got to do that yet.
Stacey, I want to stick with you now, because let's talk about the future of FIAT as we are coming to a close.
As future for FIAT, it's going to continue. We're looking in, we're exploring possibly online versions for at least a few modules. We don't want to get rid of the hands-on experience or the working with the instructor, but we're looking at that possibly into the future. That hasn't been decided upon, but that is something that we are looking at or exploring. We have also looking into the future to expand more so to other areas, and hopefully we'll have a lot more fits in the next year too, since 2020 really just did not. We're still trying to recover from 2020 and trying to get more classes up and reach more new analysts. So
before 2020, did you have a goal in mind in terms of the number of fiats you wanted to see taught in a year?
Well, typically we would teach between, I think, 18 at least. We trying to do more than that is difficult with people's schedules and getting, and then with holidays and other things that come up. But 18 was pretty hefty, but we were able to do that. And I think in 2020, before everything was started to cancel, I think we even had more than that. on the books per year. And that was that we had one in for Netherlands, we had one for DC, we had ones for a lot of different areas. I think we were going to surpass the year before that, but things slowed down. So now we're just trying to get everything back on track and trying to get more classes going. And then we can hopefully expand more.
Okay, good, good, good. And then Greg, any final words?
Well, just talking about the, you know, trying to expand and offer more courses. And Stacy did mention one thing that, you know, sometimes the number of courses that we can have depend on the number of instructors that are available. So if individuals are interested in becoming FIAT instructors, if you've gone through a FIAT or if you have a certain expertise in the area, definitely feel free to reach out and offer up to find out more about what it is to instruct. Because if we can get more instructors on a regular basis and we can fit you into, you know, that teaching method or model where we have three instructors per course, we could potentially offer more FIAT courses. Also, if you're interested in developing new content and new material for the program, that's always always encouraged. And just a final comment that I would have is that, like I said, I was involved in it from the beginning, and I'm just impressed by the longevity of the course overall. We'll hold 15, 20 courses a year up prior to last year, and they're typically filled up. We a lot of times we have wait lists. So that just says something about the profession itself. I think we're still getting new analysts coming into the profession, whether it's through turnover or through agencies and organizations realizing the value and importance of intelligence analysis. And I would say too that this program is not just for law enforcement analysts. We have analysts that come from the military, from the private sector, that want to learn and need to know these concepts. So definitely not just a law enforcement intelligence analyst type of program.
And Stacy, how about you? Any last words?
My last words is that the FIAT program is worthwhile to take, at least in your career or some type of class like that in an analyst career. The program is very tailored towards analysts, though, but it doesn't matter if they enforcement analysts. As Greg said, we've had analysts that were in the banking environment, had analysts that were from DirecTV. It is interesting to hear how they use analysts and the tools that they use. And from there, the students and even the instructors leave with other networking opportunities and other information that they can now use on their cases that they didn't know before from some of the other analysts that are not necessarily law enforcement. And with that, yes, if anybody wants to become a FIAT instructor, they can reach out to me. You go to ILEA website. The FIAT information is there. You can answer your questions and try to see if you can become a FIAT instructor. So, yeah.
So in the show notes, we will put links to the FIAT program where you can find out how to join an upcoming FIAT if you want to become an instructor or even if you want to host a new FIAT. So check those out in the show notes. You know, people join associations for training, and the FIAT program is the flagship program of ILEA. It's remarkable how successful it's been, just as you two just mentioned. So thank you both so much for being here today. I really appreciate your contributions and talking about FIAT as we celebrate the 40th anniversary of ILEA. Thank you so much, and you both be safe.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for this opportunity, and it was a pleasure being here.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. It was a pleasure meeting you, and pleasure being a part of this podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for making it to the end of this episode. We'd like to thank ILEA for the opportunity to work with them on this special series, and our listeners for your continual support. Please check out our other work at leapodcast.com, and we'll see you in the next episode.